there's a recognition that the faith community has power. For me, that's very important, because recently there has been religious-motivated violence. Politicians are using religion to boost their own positions and therefore motivating violence in their countries. And I think it's wrong, and the WCC stands, you know, very firmly that that's not right.
Now, many religions, many denominations, of course, are fairly patriarchal.
Yes, yes.
Does this plan properly represent women's views and faith perspective, if you like?
You are right that, you know, religion and patriarchy, you know, go hand in hand. I've seen that there is a section, especially in the section on prevention, that is directly addressing the issues of how religion can prevent gender-based violence, which I think is very important.
Because, of course, in some very conservative religious traditions, there is almost an encouragement of violence, especially in the domestic context, unfortunately.
Yes, and that's the unfortunate part of it, you know, that there are some people who use the scriptures, you know, to promote violence against women and children. And for me, that's not acceptable. Religion should be used to protect women and children. Religion is there to protect and not to destroy.
And it also does seem that that many of those responsible for atrocity crimes are young men who are perverting faiths such as Islam and Christianity.
Yes.
What kind of role can women play, and mothers in particular, being, if you like, a bulwark against that kind of radicalization?
Yeah, it's not just mothers only. I think it's both mothers and fathers, you know, because these are our children. And from the beginning, we need to raise our children in such a way that they respect women and their sisters. And for me, the most important person would be the father, to show the boys how to protect their mother and their sister. And when it comes to our places of worship, it's the religious leaders, because people respect religious leaders. Whatever they say, they take it seriously, even when it contradicts their daily experiences. So with that kind of power, they need to use it to teach the right things about just gender relationships between men and women.
In terms of women religious leaders, I mean, clearly you'd like to see more of them.
Definitely, I would like to see more of them, because having more of them is a true reflection of what the society should be. God calls both men and women to become leaders, and we need to open these spaces so that people get used to the fact that, you know, what we did in the past was wrong, to exclude women from religious leadership roles.